Hello, and welcome back into another episode of the 920 Show. We will be taking you through some headlines of things going on around Green Bay and some fun events coming up.
Let's go.
Woohoo! So, first things first here, something big is coming to De Pere. Construction has officially begun on the new Town Place Suites by Marriott. So, there will be a brand new hotel in De Pere.
Very cool.
Which will be awesome for them to get another hotel, and it'll be across the bridge where the old Shopko was.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so that'll be really nice. Something else new that popped up in Green Bay is Prime IV Hydration and Wellness.
Yes.
So I actually got to experience this IV vitamin therapy place, and you can go and get different kind of drips based on, you know, what's going on. So you can either get like, you know, reoccurring certain vitamins that you like, or, you know, maybe you just had a long night out and it's just a one-time thing for you. You drop in, get a little hangover remedy, you know, but there are so many different things you can do there. And it was really unique. The owner kind of took us around and showed us like all of their practices. Everything there is very regulated and clean, and it was super cool. And I really liked the experience. I'm not a big needles person, but it was fine. Like it didn't, they made it super comfortable. You get to sit and do your IV in a massage chair, and
that was so nice.
Yeah, definitely check them out. I am two days out for my IV. I'm feeling great. That's a lot of energy. Yeah, I got the...
Oh, it's doing its job.
My drip was called the glow. I feel like I'm glowing. I don't know.
Yeah. How long would you say you were sitting in the chair for?
Yeah, I was probably sitting there for about like 20, 30 minutes. And
nice.
It was not bad at all. It was actually really relaxing, and I would definitely go back and recommend it.
Lovely. Go check that place out, everybody. It sounds like a great place to go for wellness, recovery, and all your hydration needs.
Yeah. Something else fun. We talked about this on the last episode, but we have been having some more critters in the visitor center. So if you haven't been able to make it to any dates, we could be adding some more. Not quite sure yet, but it's been fun seeing Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary and the alpacas from Sababa Alpaca Ranch in our visitor center. Yeah. Yes. I think today, as we're recording this, we had like a little turtle.
Yes.
And an eagle. So that was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Cool. Well, Ainsley, should we hop into some fun events?
Yes, let's do it. I know we've been kind of chatting about this quite often on the podcast, as it is summer, but as summer is wrapping up, make sure you get out there to all of the farmers markets.
Yeah.
Some of them are continuing through September, but most of them are kind of wrapping up at the end of August. So be sure to go check out all of the farmers markets before summer wraps up.
Yes.
But it looks like on August 29th, the Urban Cultural Arts and Events Center is hosting a black light paint and karaoke party.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so it's from 9 to 11 p.m. Oh, and it just looks like, you know, all art supplies are provided. You're going to do some painting, some singing. Bring your friends, family, get out there, go paint, and have a good time.
Nice. That sounds really fun. I'm seeing lots of, you know, live music and some fun restaurant events, so definitely check those out. UW Green Bay sports are starting back up. I'm seeing Green Bay women's soccer versus Western Illinois. So, you know, we talk about this every year, but we have great D1 sports right in our backyard. Yeah. So definitely take a look at all of the, you know, fall sports as they're popping up at all of the local colleges. You know, not only UW Green Bay, but St. Norbert College has some really fun athletics to watch as well. So get out to some college games, you know, take a step back in time, or maybe you're thinking about where to go to college and you want to suss it out a little bit.
Go check it out, guys. So kind of a heavy hitter here, guys. Jason Aldean will be coming to the Rush Center on September 5th.
Ooh.
So if you're really into country music, Jason Aldean, go check out his concert on September 5th.
Doesn't he sing that song? For a ride on my big green tractor.
We can go slower. I think
that song.
I think so.
Yeah, he's good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
the Bart Star. Tailgate parties are back up at the Rush Expo. So if you are looking for an all-inclusive tailgate before a Packers game, definitely check those out at Rush Expo. Yeah. They're super fun. You know, there's like different packages you can get for food and beverages, and you don't have to worry about bringing anything, especially if you're coming from out of town. So definitely take a look at the Bart Star tailgate parties.
Yes. A fun one for all of our crafters. There is a fall wreath workshop at Roots on 9th on September 6th. So it looks like it's just $20 to get in, and it includes like a base for your wreath, the wire, glue, and also the instructions. So
that would be sure fun to go
check that out. Yeah, get you ready for the fall season.
Are you ready for fall?
I don't know. I am. I like fall. I just don't like winter. So
I see. I'm the opposite, and I love winter and fall.
Yeah. I wish I got as excited as you.
Yeah. Like I, when it snows for the first time, I'm so excited.
Yeah. That's not me.
And like when the leaves start falling and the colors change.
I do love fall. There's just something really special about it. Like cozy vibes, the drinks, the food, like everything is so great.
Especially in the Midwest. I feel like fall just is 100%. So good.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we have a very special interview for you waiting here with Duck Creek Winery Distillery. They do brewing. They do it all.
All the sorts.
Yes. Guys. So stay tuned and listen for all the fun things you can do there and why you should check it out. Hello and welcome into the interview portion of the 920 Show. We are here joined with a very special guest, Jim Pletz, owner of Duck Creek Vineyard and Winery. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so kind of start by just telling us, you know, a little bit about yourself, how you got involved, you know, with a winery, when it opened, all that good stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I actually worked with a guy that got me into brewing beer back in the early 90s. That went like wildfire. Had to create a whole bunch of stuff with beer back then when craft beer wasn't really big. But yeah, that, you know, progressed into making different wines, meads, made some sakis.
Cool.
You know, and we started entering stuff in the state fair, in the amateur competition, started winning different ribbons. And started chasing a dream of opening a winery.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. And so can you tell us the story behind Duck Creek? You know, when did you open that? And I know now you've expanded, you know, winery, brewery, distillery. There's so much all in the same location. So kind of go into that.
Sure. We get asked a lot on the Duck Creek name because we're not in Duck Creek. We're in Denmark. So that throws people for a loop, but it brings a lot of people in from Howard, Duck Creek. We used to live in Howard. We registered the name Duck Creek Vineyard and Winery, and we wanted to be part of the Wisconsin legend. My wife actually grew up in Denmark, so we moved everything to Denmark and kept the name Duck Creek Vineyard and Winery because we had it registered.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. And then when did you expand to brewery and distillery? Has it always been like that?
No. We actually started the winery in 2013. Then we started distilling in 2018. It's kind of the last piece of the puzzle for me because I brewed, made wine, meads, everything. And the distilling was kind of the last piece. And then we brought in a brew system to do our whiskeys on. So we decided, everybody was asking, well, you got a brew system, when are you going to add beer? So we round circled back to beer in 21. We brought our first beers out and we had four beers on tap at that time. And now we have six beers of ours on tap.
Nice.
Wow. That's awesome. Was that always your plan to kind of expand and, you know, add in all the different types of alcohol, or was, did it kind of just happen?
It kind of just happened. You know, we, you know, I played around with distilling like most people do when they own a distillery. They start distilling and they're garage or you know, shop or something like that, and that's kind of what I did. So yeah, we, you know, played around with some different rums and stuff like that, and had fun with it, and I'm like, cool, you should really progress with doing something with that.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. So let's break it down a little bit. What kinds of wines do you offer, and what grapes are growing in your vineyard?
We currently have 3 grape varieties growing in our vineyard for the cold climate grapes. We have Brianna, Marquette, and Petite Pearl.
Okay.
All of those we do, the 2 reds we do dry, and then the white we do more of kind of a semi-dry to semi-sweet.
Awesome.
It's really neat. The Brianna's actually taste kind of pineapple-y when you eat them off the vine.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. A little tropical flavor in there.
But yeah, we do a bunch of other dry reds, traditional vinifera grapes, the cabs, Pinot Noirs.
Okay.
We do Riesling. Do a Moscato for semi-sweet white. We do a bunch of fruit wines.
Awesome.
We do probably 9 to 10 different mead wines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And can you share a little bit more about the meads for people that might not know what that is? Yeah, what's and the process?
Yeah, meads are really cool. There's a lot of really cool history with it because mead was the first fermented beverage.
Okay.
Dates back thousands of years ago. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really cool medieval king, queen type reading with it.
Yeah.
From Europe.
Very cool.
We were actually at the Green Bay Renaissance Fair when they had it with our mead.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
That is fun.
Yeah, for sure. And kind of shifting more to like the distillery piece, do you have some signature distilled spirits or moonshines?
Yeah, we do. We do 3 whiskeys. We do a bourbon like most distilleries do.
Mm-hmm.
We do a 12th Street whiskey, a sorghum whiskey. But then we have gin, vodka, rum.
Okay.
We do an aquavit, which is really neat. Because we're living in the city or town of Denmark.
Yeah.
So hence Norway, Denmark, Sweden all have aquavit, which is kind of neat.
Cool. Yeah.
We actually had from EAA 2 years ago, we had a couple guys come up from Norway. And they tried our aquavit.
Oh, wow. Like,
that was so cool.
Yeah. No kidding.
You know, and they're like, yeah, this is like back home. You know, it tastes just like. Awesome. And I'm like, that's a great
that's
pat
a
on the
great
back.
Great compliment.
Yes, absolutely.
It's authentic.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the moonshine end, you know, the salted caramel, that's just our fan favorite.
Ooh.
It's one of our number one sellers.
Yum.
Makes really good Moscow mules with it.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good Moscow.
Me too.
We have a cherry moonshine that we use Door County Montmorency cherries from. That makes a really good old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a maple vanilla moonshine. Okay. That makes a really good old-fashioned as well.
Yum.
All those are actually, all our moonshines are good just served right on ice, too.
Yeah, so I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the they're flavors. Lower proof. They're like 60 proof, so they're not super strong. So you know, a lot of people like to take them camping and they'll put them in the fridge and cool them down and pour them around the campfire.
That's so fun.
Yeah, that sounds so cool.
Those sound like good campfire flavors.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They sound delicious. Very unique, I would say.
Yeah.
And then craft beer. Let's talk about that and any beer that like people should try first or favorites.
Well, we have 2 of our flagships that we started with, the Blueberry Honey Ale. That's really neat. It's made with honey malt, and we actually use local honey in it. That one's a fan favorite. And then we have our Norseman Light. Those 2 we started with, and then we started brewing a trial of a peanut butter porter.
Ooh.
And everybody's like, well, you're going to keep that on tap all the time. And I'm like, yeah, we'll keep it on
tap. Fine.
Like, I guess.
So those are our 3. And then we do a lot of other specialty stuff. I know we just got some barrels from Northern Waters again, which we made a partnership back in 2015 with them. We were on a family vacation. They're in Minocqua. And we got some barrels for our Cabernet and our Chardonnay. And we started doing a Chardonnay in a bourbon barrel and a Cabernet.
Oh,
and then
nice.
We made a partnership with them and kind of just kept it going, even though we were distilling. And we took on, I think, 6 more barrels from them just probably a couple weeks ago. And I just got done filling most of them. I got 2 more I'm saving for wine. So
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
So That's good.
And then I also heard that you have kombucha as well. So how did that become a part of the lineup?
Kombucha is really neat. I started brewing that back in 2003.
Oh, wow. Oh,
very cool.
So, you know, I've been brewing that for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's got some really neat probiotic properties.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We keep it all live. So it's a raw live kombucha. Awesome. So all the health properties in there from the SCOBY are all
very cool.
You know, all your nutritionist stuff is all in there. You know, it's a little different when, you know, you're brewing with that because it looks kind of like a blob.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
You know, when the SCOBY grows.
Yes.
But, yeah, I was doing actually martial arts and I started looking up different things on Eastern medicine and I stumbled upon that and started brewing it and been brewing it ever since.
Oh, that's so awesome. Cool. So you were doing it before it was trendy.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was doing it, I think there was one other one and that was Synergy that was on the shelf.
Oh, but yes.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat. Mm-hmm, we do sell it at Woodman's.
Oh, cool.
You know, we sell it in the taste room. But yeah, Woodman's has our kombucha, our wine, and our spirits now.
Nice.
We just got their spirits in.
Yeah.
I've been getting more into kombucha lately, so I'll have to keep my eyes peeled for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do 5 flavors in the tasting room. We have goji berry, raspberry, pomegranate, peach ginger, lemongrass ginger, and then our original.
Ooh, oh, those all sound very yummy.
That does
yummy.
Sound good.
Yeah.
The ginger would be good to like mix with some of the spirits too, I bet. Now I'm getting crazy with it.
Well, you know, a lot of people use, it's called shrubs, which is made with vinegar and like different fruit and stuff like that. So kombucha kind of fits into that because it has kind of the, you know, the vinegary taste to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Cool. Now tell us about the tasting room for someone that wants to come and spend a day there. You know, what can they expect? Is there a patio? You know, have indoor seating? What does it look like there?
Yeah, our tasting room is really neat. Back in 2020 when COVID hit, we were actually putting on our new tasting room.
Yeah.
We didn't open it till March of 2021, but it's a really nice, huge tasting room for a lot of people to come in and, you know, enjoy all the stuff that we craft.
Yeah.
Everybody that comes in says they feel at home.
It's just
got a homey vibe to it, but we have a whole bunch of antiques in there that we had, me and my wife, accrued from my parents, her parents, and grandparents that were sitting in the basement. And I'm like, cool, now I got a place to show all this stuff.
Exactly.
Set all the stuff.
We do have a patio. We just actually added on to the patio last year to make it double the size.
Awesome.
Because we have music events out back, and it made it kind of a nice area for our tables.
Yeah.
But it's a really neat area. A lot of people will sit out there because the vineyard's out to the south and the patio, and then there's a whole big green space around it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just a nice, peaceful area just to sit and relax.
That sounds very awesome in the summer.
Yeah, especially in the summer. And even fall when it's still a little crisp out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite antique that you have or like one with a fun story?
There's a lot of them, but well, I was big into photography and everybody kind of knew that. So I basically got a lot of cameras from everybody, my parents, my wife's parents, my grandparents. But there's also 2 snowmobiles that we have on display in a mezzanine.
Oh, wow.
There's actually pictures of me riding those as a kid up by Crandon on Lake Lucerne.
Cool. Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you do flights? I know that's really common with the wineries. Can you do flights of anything? Or
yeah, we do flights, and it's really neat for us. A lot of people ask, you know, can we mix and match? And yeah, because we're a winery, distillery, brewery.
Yeah.
So if someone wants one beer, a couple wines, and a spirit, they can do that. Or they can do all wine, all spirits, or all beer.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun afternoon, you know, mix and match.
Well, and there's some people that they're like, you know, I want to do an all wine flight, an all spirit flight. And then they'll say, well, I'm going to finish with an all beer flight.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Round it out.
Make it a full day. Yeah. You know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Exactly.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's funny. And do you offer any food? And what does that look like? Snacks?
We do cheese and cracker trays. Mm-hmm. We have some frozen pizzas that we do. Nice. Other than that, you know, we also get Pine River cheese spreads, and we have crackers. And those are so, so good, those Pine River cheese spreads.
That's awesome. So that for someone delicious. Doing all three flights in one day, maybe a little cheese spread at the end of the day.
For sure. Yep, you're definitely going to need a little bit.
Round it out, yeah.
Yeah, and someone to drive you home.
Yep.
Yep. Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
That too. That's funny.
So you guys have a gift shop. What kind of goodies can people expect to take home with them?
Yeah, well, we have all of our swag. We have our hats, T-shirts.
Fun.
As far as that, we also have some bottle lanterns that my sister-in-law makes.
Oh, very cool. Cool.
And they're pretty nice. My mom makes some lighted bottles, mm-hmm. and also some cork ornaments. So if you want a Christmas ornament, or she takes some corks and make some horses with them and stuff like that. It's pretty
neat.
Cool.
That's very so fun. Like, authentic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I understand that you have a winemaking experience. So that sounds really cool for like date night or even bachelorette parties.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've had a lot of bachelorette parties. We've had skill building with different companies come out and do it. Mm-hmm. We just had a wedding that we had on Friday at the winery.
Oh, cool.
And a couple came in and they made the wine. And then at the reception, they had the wine there.
Oh,
and everybody
neat.
Was walking around with their bottles of wine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's really cool.
I love that. Do you need a reservation to do this, or is it just a drop-in?
You need a reservation because a lot of times I might not have the juice kits in house, so I'd have to order them.
Okay.
But there's two visits. It's actually really a fun opportunity to see the behind the scenes winemaking.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you can actually make the wine. That's the first visit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a winemaking 101.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then 4 to 6 weeks, you come back and put the wine in the bottle, the corks in, and the capsules on to dress it up. And then a lot of people, you know, create a label. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for like the weddings, they'll have a picture, like their engagement picture or something like that.
That's so fun.
Yeah, that's very unique. I love that idea.
I think we should do a Discover Green Bay team bonding.
Yeah, that'd make be some so wine. Fun.
And it's cool because you get 28 to 30 bottles of wine.
Oh,
so
my
if you
gosh.
Get a group of, of people together, you can each take some wine home.
We can
and
each get two bottles.
We should. Yeah, we have 14 on staff.
And there you go.
We'll have to go tell Ashley about this. Yeah, that's fun. And do you, you know, with your tasting room and everything you have on tap there, and do you come up with new product ideas seasonal, or is it kind of you keep the staples?
We do come up with the beer end. We come up with a lot of neat stuff. Mm-hmm. I know, like I said, we have a whole bunch of barrel aged stuff that'll be coming out. That'll be really neat. And that's a neat thing for us because we're all three. Mm-hmm. You know, there isn't too many in the state that are all three and it's in one house. You know, we're pretty much a northeastern Wisconsin hidden gem because, you know, we have all three products and they're all crafted on site.
For sure.
But, you know, as far as the spirits, we have come up with some newer ones. The newest ones we did were blackberry moonshine and we did a root beer moonshine.
Oh, cool.
As far as some of the beers, you know, we got, you know, the Dewdrop Inn, which is a nice citrus rattler. We've been doing that one for quite a while and we kind of bring it out for summer. But a lot of the barrel aged beers are going to be some really neat stuff coming out.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, we did one that everybody's like, wow, this is really good. We did a, Northern Waters gave us an apple brandy barrel and we took a beer and put it in there and we put one in a bourbon barrel and then we blended the two together and you could taste the apple brandy and it's so good.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. That's so fun. I like the unique flavors. And do you, I know you're kind of saying you have music and stuff, but what kind of events do you do throughout the year?
You know, pretty much in, excuse me, in June, we start our music off. And usually we have like 1 to 2 music events for the summer, a month. You know, we got one coming up in actually on the 16th.
Okay.
And that's a bigger band that we're having. We're having Conscious Pilot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and everybody fun. Just loves them. They're,
yeah.
There's, you know, a really, really neat band. They play a lot of 70s, 80s, 90s
that's
music.
So fun.
That's awesome. Cool.
Do you guys offer tours of the vineyard or even production spaces?
A lot of times what we do for the vineyard, a lot of people just go and walk around.
Yeah.
You know, and they like seeing, you know, when the grapes are,
yeah,
you know, just baby grapes and then when they get bigger. As far as the production area, we've kind of outgrown it.
Yeah.
So it's a little tougher for us. But once in a while, I'll take people in back because they want to see what's going on and see the shiny stills and, you know, the tanks and where everything's made. The other thing that we have is our old tasting room, which actually you can see the old tasting room bar, but that's actually where we brew beer. Our brew system and our fermenters are actually in there.
Nice. That's cool. So you can sit at the bar while you're brewing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
Do you have any fun or even unexpected challenges that would come with running a winery, distillery, and brewery?
You know, when you run all three, it's sometimes a scheduling nightmare.
Yeah, I believe it.
There's a lot of different things because there isn't too many people that have one person that makes all three. And I do all three.
Yeah.
So I'm the brewer, I'm the distiller, and I'm the winemaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sometimes there's challenges as far as making sure you have enough supplies and, you know, everything. Or you might have an overshot of, okay, well, I made this and oops, we don't have any labels.
Yeah.
That's true.
But usually I'm pretty good with everything, you know, because usually I have a little time to kind of work through some of that stuff. So, I mean, a lot of the challenges, you know, we pretty much work through and have fun. Because, I mean, I strive to have a, you know, a real high quality product. And, you know, we use a lot of, like for our brewing and distilling, we use a lot of stuff from Brees and Chilton and actually Manitowoc. And then we use some local fruits. So some of that stuff's a little more challenging when you make stuff all year long. You have to find fruit somewhere else because you can't get it locally.
But
we work through a lot of stuff.
Overall, it does sound like it sounds fun.
Yeah.
You're definitely like juggling a lot, I'm sure, but like just a fun space to be in.
Yeah. It is. You know, like everybody says, you're living your dream.
Yeah. It's so fun. And where can people find you guys online? You know, do you have a website if someone wants to go and, you know, do their research and come out? And
yeah, you can find us online. We're at duckcreekwine.com. And actually, all three pages will come up for the winery, distillery, brewery.
Perfect.
We're on Facebook with all three. Awesome. So, but the brewery is actually under New Denmark Brewing Company, and the distillery is under Denmark Distilling, and then we have Duck Creek Vineyard and Winery.
Perfect.
And then we do have Instagram as well.
Awesome.
So.
Cool.
Good deal.
All the things. And
yep.
Last Duck Creek question for you. So if someone's never been, what's one thing they have to try when they go?
Well, I would say for spirits would be the Salted Caramel Moonshine.
Okay.
Like I said before, that hands down is a fan favorite. As far as wines, when it comes to fruit wines, a lot of people like our Black and Blue Duck, which actually is at the State Fair.
It got picked
to go down to the Wisconsin State Fair Wine Garden. So, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
So wrapping up with some Green Bay fun questions.
Sure.
What would you say is your favorite restaurant in Green Bay?
Favorite restaurant would be... Oh, that's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah, you can have a couple if you need to.
For sure.
Well, Prohl's is always a fan favorite.
Yes, for sure.
And then as far as they just opened, I can't remember the name of it now, the Mexican restaurant over by Costco, El Serape.
El Serape.
Yes. I knew I would think of it.
It'll come to you.
But yeah, no, that one, you know, we like, you know, it just depends on... you know, what you're going for, but
yeah,
a Kroll's hamburger, but out by us, we have Basil's and Basil's is just as good as Kroll's for their hamburgers.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a Kroll that owns it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
So,
Cool.
Basil's too has got really good food.
Awesome.
That sounds like another hidden gem we'll have to check out.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite brewery that isn't Duck Creek?
Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin or?
Like Brown County, like yes. Greater Green Bay.
You know, I guess I'd probably give a shout out to Noble Roots.
Yeah.
Because Noble Roots, they actually did help us with some of our first mashing for our bourbon.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Plus, you know, we like some of their beers.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Love it. Good shout out. And then last question, favorite outdoor activity to do in Green Bay?
And tailgating does count.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, tailgating is a lot of fun. You know, yeah, back in the day, we used to go when you could have a lot more people in the Lambeau parking lot, and it was so fun.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I mean, people were so nice. Yeah. They're like, you know, just put 10 bucks in their tip jar, and you can have some chili, and they give you a beer and walk around. And everybody was like that. It was just a fun time.
That's so fun. That's and that so was, cool. too, probably when you could just, like, buy tickets right before going into the game. Like, people selling them in the parking lot and stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You can't do that anymore. But
I know.
Yeah. That's fun. Cool. Well, that was all we had for you. So thank you so much, Jim, for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And you can find us on all platforms at Discover Green Bay and our website, greenbay.com. But thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to get out there and discover Green Bay. We'll be right back.